to rejoin us in about 6 minutes. We'll come to him then. Can't wait to talk to my old compadre. But as I said last week with this indictment at Southern Poverty Law Center, I said, I think this is a bellwether of a whole bunch of new indictments. And Cash Patel said the next day, you're finally going to see him. I'm like, well, I'm not going to hold my breath. Now they raided the Somalis today. They've indicted David M. Marenz, the top advisor to Fauci, for destroying evidence of gain of function. And now Comey has just been indicted again minutes ago, but it's for his 8647. Yeah, that means throw something in the ocean. It means throw it away. But that's free speech. He's just going to say that he didn't mean to kill him or say kill him or it's a joke. So they know this is going to fail in court. So why did they indict him for something when there's so much other stuff like lying to Congress, you name it? Here's a clip from Fox News.
Now, breaking moments ago, the Justice Department has indicted former FBI Director James Comey for a second time. Justice correspondent David Spence got the story. He's here in Washington. Hey, David, they're going to go at it again.
John, they're going at it again, not even a year after they went at it after the first time. We're told this via several law enforcement sources. We're told this is related to an Instagram post from the former FBI director last year. When he posted on the beach, you may remember there was a formation of shells that said 8647 that were in that pairing of 8647. And he said something along the lines of, isn't this a curious formation that I just found while walking on the beach? Well, critics to that post immediately pointed out that 86, at least in the restaurant world, means to get rid of or to kill something from a menu, 47 meaning the 47th president of the United States. So Comey did speak with the Secret Service, did speak with federal investigators at the time. He was interviewed last spring or early last summer, shortly after that happened. No charges were ever filed, but now it appears that he has been indicted today. We're working to learn more about the indictment. We're waiting to see if officials have anything to say on this. That is the post that you see right there. Cool shell formation on my beach walk from former Director James Comey. Now, you also remember that he was indicted last year as well for allegedly lying to Congress in some testimony that he gave. That was actually thrown out by a judge. A neutral third-party judge had to get involved and ruled that Lindsey Halligan, the Trump-appointed interim U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Virginia, could not lawfully serve, was not lawfully serving in that role because she was not Senate confirmed.
Which so I predicted was going to get thrown out. So let's just stop here.
Letitia James.
Lobbyists say, oh, you're a panicking. Finally, we have victory. Oh, just watch when this gets thrown out. Now, maybe they're using it to get to other stuff and do discovery. And so maybe it is good because it's a good indictment on the Southern Poverty Law Center. Good indictment on David M. Marenz covering up the gain of function. That stuff's already been out before. He deleted the emails, but other people had them and gave them over. So we are seeing some big movement compared to what we did see. The Somalis getting ready today, the Quality Clearing Center. In fact, raids all over the city of Minneapolis. So we'll see. We'll find out what Mark Dice, the one, the only, thinks on the other side. We're going to be covering so much here. You know, Mark's hard to get on. I've been asking for a year to come on. I said, come on, we're shutting down Thursday. You got to come on, please. Because he's a busy guy. He said, okay, I'll do it. It's true. I had to kiss his ass to come on. And, he likes to do tape shows. I get that. And he does great live on air. So we're going to come back with the great Mark Dice on the other side and tell you where to find all of his viral stuff, as if you don't already know. YouTube's his main mothership. But I want to believe. I want Trump to succeed. I know the Democrats, just look at all the stuff they're involved in. My God, they're pure evil. Hakeem Jeffries, you know, just his behavior. Total warfare statements. There's Mark Dice on YouTube, at Mark Dice. And you can also find him on X as well. We'll be right back. Take those live feeds from all our shows on X and on Rumble, the Alex Jones Show, and share them now. Because if you don't, we fail. You do take action, we win. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultra methylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at DallasTheStore.com. The very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAlchemistStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheAlchemistStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All this is a societal wrecking ball to destroy any semblance of normality, any semblance of basic human biology that you see in the bees and you see in the birds. Imagine if somebody in a demon outfit showed up next to a baby giraffe and said, "Hi, I'm a demon. Be inclusive. Don't be mean to me. Let me wear demon horns and come up and look like a complete alien from another planet. Let a space alien." And by the way, this is a program. They dress up like space aliens all over the United States and all over the world. I told you, in horrible demon psychopath outfits that make Pennywise look beautiful. And they show up and they have their way with your children in demon outfits. I mean, if you've got men that look like 400-pound goblin demons with your children, there's nothing you won't put up with. There isn't a species on the planet that would let something that looks like a space alien get up close to its kids. But only in America does it happen, and I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it right now. I can't handle it more now. Well, Mark sent that as his one video clip. I said, send any clips of you. He sent a clip of me. So I guess we'll start off there. Media analyst, best-selling author of The War on Conservatives and so many other books, seen on Newsmax, OAN, InfoWars, Fox News, and more, at Mark Dice on X, YouTube, Mark Dice. So, Mark, wow, good to have you here in the twilight of the old InfoWars. The old war horse is full of arrows and everything else, but we got a whole new one we're climbing on the back of. But what a saga. Thanks for being here with us.
That's a clip that I sent them of you 10 years ago, almost now, always ahead of the curve, decades, many years, ranting about the Drag Queen Story Hour when it was still politically incorrect to talk about that or push back against. It was transphobic. It was homophobic. It was too fringe for the mainstream conservatives to start talking about. And so it's kind of bittersweet here. I also sent the crew a photo of us from 20 years ago when we met in Los Angeles. I don't know if they have it up. At the
I don't know. You'd already been a guest quite a bit, but I had that 9/11 symposium that was all over C-SPAN. Yeah, there we are.
So that's how long I've been a regular guest on the show, for 20 years. So it's sad that they're shutting you down, but at the same time, it shows how stupid and arrogant they are, because InfoWars is not going away. It doesn't matter what they try to do to the name. Alex Jones is InfoWars. It's like trying to rebrand one of the most popular, like Kleenex. You don't rebrand a popular trademark name like Kleenex. Everybody knows what a Kleenex is. Everybody knows what InfoWars is. So whatever they think they're going to do to the website is going to utterly fail. And just like last time when they took the website off the air, they shut the doors, the URL was dead. Well, then you just log on to Rumble. You log on to Twitter, X. And there, the Alex Jones Show was continuing right on. The app is back in the App Store. Rumble can live stream back.
And we have
the
new site, alexjoneslive.com. The radio stations are all eager to pick it up. We just flip a switch Thursday night at midnight. But still, it turns out the guys they're bringing over from Adult Swim are obsessed with pedophilia, Satan worship, things I can't even say on it. I didn't know this stuff used to air on Adult Swim. It turns out these guys, and then the head guy is the former Brian Stelter counterpart at MSNBC censorship guy, and Bloomberg's financing this, and they literally pledge themselves to Satan on the air, and they say, oh, it's comedy. No, it's not comedy. They're obsessed with this.
as many of the elitists, all of the elitists in Hollywood are. But just a little nostalgia for the InfoWars listeners. I don't know how long, you know, your average listener has been listening, but I've been listening to you since 2003, 2004. And without Alex Jones, we wouldn't have known about the Bohemian Grove, or we wouldn't have had the footage. Alex Jones is responsible for the widespread knowledge of the Bohemian Grove, the Bilderberg Group, Operation Mockingbird, Operation Northwoods, false flag terrorist attacks. It's been incredible to see your career from when I started, which you already had been on the air for probably 6 or 7 years at that point, when you had to stream the Alex Jones Show on InfoWars.com, to then the advent of YouTube, which back then only had 15-minute video limits. So the show had to be uploaded in 7 or 10 different 15-minute segments with Alex Jones in a studio with a black curtain and a TV and a computer monitor. That's how long I've been listening to InfoWars. And to see you go from that to being invited to Turning Point conferences, to being invited on Tucker Carlson's show as soon as he was free from Fox News. Obviously, he worked within the parameters when he was with Fox News to do what he could. But as we all know, there's certain limits that the host, as much as they want to or try, can't break through. So then as soon as he gets independent, has Alex Jones on the viral memes all over social media, I still don't think you can even search for your name on TikTok. I think that's still one of the forbidden terms. Just no search results whatsoever.
Well, I'll tell you, what I'm most happy about, because I wasn't, the real OGs were General Parton and Ted Gunderson and, you know, G. Edward Griffin and, all, and guys before them, you know, go back to Senator Lindbergh and McCarthy. But I just happened to get successful on talk radio right away, and then all the new internet stuff. So we got the biggest audience ever, literally was the biggest English speaking thing for a few years. And then they thought if they could just shut me down or demonize me, that it would go away. Now, Megyn Kelly sounds like you and I. Tucker's more hardcore in some ways than us. I mean, it's like Elon Musk is like basically Alex Jones but with a higher IQ. They've got a big problem. It's like that meme they put out, I'm coming out of a tunnel, and then there's all these clones of Alex Jones. But I was the biggest of the wave that came in the mid-90s. And now the wave now of awakening is, I'd say, 20 times bigger. And so it's just, they've got to see. Like I told Vice when Trump had just won 10 years ago, I said, listen, you think taking me out, they're already trying, is going to be successful. I said, I was in the last wave. The waves coming are much bigger. And that was a very accurate prediction. So where do you see coming next?
Well, we see most people under 35 grown up on social media. They couldn't care less about Fox News. That's what grandpa does. And so they've been seeing the viral clips of Alex Jones, the forbidden information that does squeak through the censors going viral. And that's why we see such a lack of support for the Middle East interventions, because these kids are growing up now, young adults. And they're wondering, well, why is it that we're always over in the Middle East? I tuned into Jesse Waters' show on Friday, and the entire show was about how amazing we're doing in Iran. And I'm just thinking, like, nobody cares under 35, under 45, if you can't buy a house, your rent is outrageous, you've got to spend hundreds of dollars on the groceries. Just going out on a date is $150. And so none of these kids under 35 are caring about what it is that's going on in the Middle East. That's a boomer issue. They've lost the narrative despite their censorship taking over TikTok to prevent criticism of a certain little country over there in the Middle East, which seems to have a very interesting amount of influence over our foreign policy. And all of those forbidden topics have now exploded through social media. But it is a double-edged sword, because we are seeing a social media psychosis. We're seeing a certain segment of the population who's able to digest and understand and comprehend all this information. But we also see a very large percentage, and even many on the right, who are just overwhelmed by this and have social media psychosis and don't have the conceptual frameworks to really understand what is it's going on.
Which I agree. That's the real trend we should be analyzing, is usually the left had the total deranged, intensifying insanity, which they're just out of their minds. Now I'm seeing a disease either where they think everything's a conspiracy and everyone's an agent but them, and the world is flat and mountains are dead giants and just total schizophrenia. And then you've got white pillars, just neocons, nuclear war is good, Trump is more powerful than God, and then no logic matters. But I want you to go there first, but this isn't about kissing ass, it's about recognizing something. You're actually a super OG too, because you exploded on the scene right before the big takeoff happened with everybody else, with best-selling books and your own shows, and had more viewers, you know, decades ago than CNN even had back then. It's just the facade of CNN and stuff being big was still there, but they were still a shadow of themselves. Now they're a shadow of a shadow. But here's kind of a quick dumb grab. It's not accurate. I drew it real quick. But let's say 1913. Here's awareness of the globalists, the Federal Reserve, you know, stuff like that over Headshot, guys. Okay, so here's 1913. And this is just kind of, you know, here comes McCarthy and the John Birch Society and, you know, actually, you know, Vietnam. But now I kind of came along just right here. You came along about right here. Now it's straight up, is my point. And if the graph was accurate, we'd go like 50 feet up in the air. That's literally how big the awakening is. So what has it been like for you? What I've known you at least 23 years or so. I mean, I've interviewed you a bunch before I ever met you. What's it been like for you? Because you wasn't just that you were talented. You and I didn't have a lot of competition when we came along. It's been exponential since then. Now I don't see it as competition, but I see it as total proliferation. A lot of good people, but it goes to the next point you were bringing up. There's also now a lot of not quality out there that doesn't really have any contextual understanding, or some of them do. They decide to just say the most outrageous stuff just as clickbait, something I was accused of, you've been accused of, whereas you're even more, in a good way, neurotic than I am about fact-checking. That's really what your, I mean, degree in media is, right?
Yeah, I'm a media analyst. You know, fact-check, analyze the good, the bad, and the ugly, and how the media systems work. And that's why I don't like doing live interviews, because I am such a perfectionist, where I like to go through and double-check everything and make sure everything's exactly, every T is crossed, every I is dotted. That's why I like writing books, actually, more than I do making videos. But the videos are kind of an outlet. But you're right. Back in 2016, social media was still in its infancy. It was still kind of a novelty. And the big mainstream, even, you know, corporate conservative companies that now proliferate, like The Blaze and Daily Wire and PragerU and Turning Point, some of them weren't even in existence, but some of them were just getting started. But they still didn't understand the power of YouTube. They were still thinking, well, it's on Facebook. We post on Facebook and on Twitter. And then here, people like me and you, we're just rocking and rolling on YouTube, which is basically just a, you know, your own cable channel. It was a public access cable channel, basically, for the 21st century. And so you're right. Back in 2016, we were crushing all CNN, mainstream media. Then a lot of those usurpers came. And remember, you know, they started changing the algorithms right after the 2016 presidential election. YouTube had fair search results, fair suggested videos, but then they realized that the information was being reached to people that they didn't want it to understand it. So then the corporate usurpers came and partnered with the big tech platforms. That's when all the algorithms changed, the search results changed.
Oh, they 100% bury you as a shadow ban. Of course, I've been banned since 2018 completely.
Yeah, they started boosting all mainstream outlets as the top search results, as the recommended. And, you know, this is on my list of things to talk about. The good, it's always a double-edged sword. There's always the good and the bad. So we have Elon buying Twitter, allowed free speech for the most part back on, allowed most of the people back on the platform. He slacked on you for a little bit because he didn't understand the actual reason why you were banned. He believed the caricature that the media had painted of you. And it wasn't until Tucker Carlson and others started really laying down the case about why it was that you were actually banned, confronting Oliver Darcy.
And then he went to the logs and saw that he could see deleted and... He said, you never even talked about Sandy Hook. You weren't banned for that. They just made that up.
Yeah, banned for supposedly harassing a reporter who was on the job, on public property, covering an event about social media. And then you politely, I'm actually surprised you were able to contain yourself as well as you did in the face of such evil, Oliver Darcy. And then that was harassing a reporter. So he finally got to see that. So most people had a caricature of who Alex Jones was, just like him, through people like Jimmy Kimmel and the mainstream media trying to paint you as someone that you're not. But what he did recently with monetizing Twitter or X, it's now kind of a toilet bowl because it's incentivized the very worst actors, because people have just started clipping old clips, posting a bunch of slop. Third world actors from India, content farms, just posting anything and everything that's an interesting clip, but it's totally irrelevant to the topics or irrelevant to your feed or even anybody that you follow. And so they've taken advantage of this, and it incentivized people to just post crap because it'll go viral. The more clicks, the more retweets.
But that is the problem with the Wild Wild West. You want real freedom, you got it. But I agree, it is like a space bar now. But it's still, but it made it the biggest. So, I mean, if we want free speech, well, then how does he deal with that? I guess maybe create a system where maybe we can choose our feeds or something.
Well, it used, the For You feed used to be interesting topics of people that were from people that you at least follow. But now we're getting the same videos. I mean, I was going to create a log of the same videos. I mean, it's not like any, you know, everybody likes a good funny dog video or funny cat video. But these content farms just keep recycling the same videos, the same videos. You can see the same video posted by a dozen different accounts over the course of, you know, every 2 weeks. It's the same videos, same videos. So there should be something where once a video that isn't relevant to your content feed or is posted by somebody who you're not even following shows up and gives an impression, that's it. You've seen it. If you didn't interact with it, you don't need to see it again. But it really is the double-edged sword. There may be no solution because with the freedom comes the wild, wild west. And so it just is a difficult job to sift through all of that information, this the sea of information and disinformation, to find the nuggets of truth, which is, I think, why there are certain people which gain a reputation of trust doing that. But now with AI, you could just start a YouTube channel and have it clone, or there's services out there that literally just sell avatars of models. Instagram is now proliferated with fake AI models. It's starting to make the news where there's a lot of these, you know, wannabe Instagram models and MAGA babes, which are just totally fabricated, which get,
and it turns out it's mainly boomer men are leaving their wives for AI fembots. And back to the boomers, not bashing them, they're the ones that really can't tell AI video, and it's getting better and better. I have boomer people I know call time and say, why'd you say that? And they said it to me. I go, you can't tell that's not me. You can't tell that's AI. It doesn't even really look like me. It's just, it's crazy.
And some people can't even tell if it's supposed to be satire, but they don't know because the line is blurred, so they think that it's real. Just like over the
weekend.
Well,
a lot of them don't watch videos. I put out a video, you know, Sunday morning saying, was the shooting staged at the press dinner? And the first minute I say, I don't think it's staged. Almost no one watched it. They were just like, how dare you say it's staged? Like, did you watch the video?
But especially if it's a question mark, that's kind of the indicator that you're not agreeing with the title. Like, if you add the question mark or it is a question, was it staged? Question mark. That usually should be a tip off into what the content
is. Well, plus, that was the top trend on X. I was trying to jump on that.
What's really sad, though, is the social media psychosis on the right as well, with former MAGA, disgruntled MAGA, disaffected MAGA, because I have experienced the same attacks that you have over this. I just simply say, it's not staged. Let me just run through some of the reasons, some of the logistics of why that would not be the case. And people get so upset that they accuse me of being an agent and I'm being paid to cover it up. Same thing that you do, which is so strange, because instead of just disagreeing with your analysis, they automatically jump to, you must be paid to cover this up, which is extremely odd, especially considering our track records, because if we were paid disinformation agents, we wouldn't be doing the things and saying the things, exposing the
things.
Well,
yeah, we're very critical of Trump, and we were right when we are. You're very critical. Exactly.
But then you got on the other side, you got some people, the big MAGA cult members, who anything that disagrees with Trump, then they get upset. Then the people who get upset because you're not attacking him enough. It just, if you don't attack him on a daily basis, now you're shilling for him. It's so bizarre to see. And this, the conspiracy theory about it being staged hit the mainstream media. And that's actually kind of a liberal conspiracy theory that then got attached by some disaffected MAGA who are so paranoid and so dismissive of the official story that they just jump to this conclusion that they don't believe anything. But if you really start following what logistically would have to happen for this to have been staged, it completely falls apart. But they don't have the attention span to actually process those different steps. They just jump to the conclusion. And then anybody who is, quote, following the official story, I mean, hey, sometimes when the weather report says, you know, that it's raining, it's raining. Sometimes when CNN says that it's a Tuesday, it's a Tuesday, doesn't mean that you're covering it up. It's just kind of sad to see the shortcut that people, they're thinking. And it's kind of a cop-out as well from the left. It absolves them of any responsibility because if they don't believe that some psycho actually tried to assassinate the president again, then they don't believe that the rhetoric that's being spewed by the Democrat Party and by the mainstream media is having any kind of a negative effect. But obviously, it is stirring up these kinds of crazies, which is why we've seen the violence increasing against Trump and Trump supporters really since 2016, once he got the nomination and it became clear that he was going to likely be the president, or at least
three, four times the last year and a half. I'll be out in the street, caught it on tape once in D.C., and somebody comes by and goes, I'm going to effing kill you and your family. And every time I look up, it's a tranny. And so I mean, they're out there doing violence. They are out, and so I'm not attacking trannies. That's who's death threatening me, and every time they're the most pissed off. And so that's why when Kirk got killed, I said, no, it looks real. You know, now there's been so many questions. I'm not mad at people asking questions. It's just that you and I both cut our teeth on exposing the corporate media, exposing lies, analyzing things. You have a degree in that. And so now when we see people, quote, on our side getting it wrong, I'm like, hey, there were 12 colonels. There wasn't a meeting at Fort Huachuca. I'm not saying there isn't people involved with killing Kirk. Now I'm an Israeli agent. And so people should value folks that are actually trying to get to the truth. That's all I'm saying.
And then it spirals, and the conspiracy just grows and grows and grows, and now people have lumped Erica Kirk into it, which is just obscene and despicable.
Oh, but the next morning, because there were videos with millions of views saying Erica Kirk had a bad showing at an event and claimed she was death threatened, so they did all this to make it look like she's really getting death threats. That is the most bizarre. No, it's Trump, someone trying to kill him, or Trump staged it to be a victim. I mean, I think that's the two scenarios, and I think clearly they don't have all the cops involved, the staging, bad security, the guy rushes by. It is what it is. I mean, it's a deranged leftist that told his family, I'm going to kill him.
A lot of times people confuse correlation with causation as well, because right after the shooting attempt at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, we did see a lot of Inner Circle MAGA social media personalities start tweeting in concert about the ballroom. And so I saw some people saying, this is the leftist conspiracy as well, that they staged it in order to get the ballroom. That's putting the cart before the horse. Posting about wanting the ballroom after the fact is a correlation. It's not a causation. It's not why this happened, but it is a result. They're seizing on that opportunity.
And those influencers do get talking points. Trump's obsessed with the ballroom. He says it's for security because they won't let him have events anywhere. And so that morning he said the exact same quote before the event. They're going, oh, look, they did it for a ballroom. No, that's all he ever talks about. In fact, it's weird he talks about it so much.
Well, there's two reasons why they started tweeting about it in concert right after. One is many of them just sort of followed the directives of Trump, and he started talking about it in his press conference, and then everybody started posting about it. Or a lot of them just like to jump onto the bandwagon of the supposed thought leaders in the movement.
Yeah, I know a lot of those people. This is how it works. They do talk to the communications directors. I've been offered to be signed on to it. And the Pentagon, too. And I just said, no, thanks. And they say, hey, if you want our talking points, when you agree with them, please put this out. So, no, they're all there. They're not sycophants, but they all want to be in the circle with access. And so I guarantee you the communications people said, oh, see, we need the ballroom. And so they all put it out.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not a big conspiracy. It's how communications directors work. They get out the messages. People are on email lists. People are in private chats. In group chats, and then they get it. But then people just don't understand that, so then they all of a sudden think that that's why he actually did it. It is very strange, very bizarre. And it's sad, too. I find it entertaining, the people who attack me, but you know from being in this industry, the things that are said about you that you know personally are not true, and I see the conspiracies about me, and I'm like, oh my God, like some people are just totally insane making things up. And it's just amazing how they can't understand, or they don't want to understand. They take this cop out of everything is staged. They can't process. They can't articulate these specific steps as to why that would be the case. And I think part of that is because everybody's just overwhelmed with the social media feeds. We're not.
I was thinking this morning. I said the average person is so exhausted they can't go through an intellectual research. So instead, they just go with whatever they want it to be.
Short-term memories are fried. Attention spans are fried. Cognitive processing at a higher level is fried.
You know, so stay there. I know it's frustrating for you because you're really into fact-checking. Well, let's come back and talk about where we go from here. Right now is the time to support InfoWars' Twilight. We are shutting down next Thursday night. The InfoWar continues for all of you. The AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Bigley. It owns the Alex Jones Network. They won't be able to shut us down. We have fought them, and we will continue on. But I need your support. The supplements, the methylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, it is all incredible, top-rated, so good for you. You're insane if you don't get it. And we're running a fundraiser here. All the original InfoWars products, we're not going to sell once this goes through. Because even though we're battling in court, they could come back and say we violated their whatever. So if you want to get original InfoWars gear and the new update, the 1776 line, now is the time. Also, they're running mega sales every day for the next week at Bigley. If you subscribe to any supplement, you can lock it in for 50% off when you buy it into the future. Cancel anytime with one click. Sign up for any supplement subscription. You get 50% off plus a free bottle of either Ultimate Chill or Ultimate Energy Incredible Formulas. Ultimate Chill helps support calm, balance, and focus. Ultimate Energy helps support energy, drive, and mental intensity. Third deal on top of it. Every order gets a free mystery gift with purchase. Biggest sales ever. We want to hire more hosts. We want to expand once this is over. We want to go at least 5 a.m. to midnight every night. We've got big plans, okay? We fought all the way. We rode it till the wheels came off. We're going all the way. We're still going to block the onion scammers that got exposed a year and a half ago. They're trying it again. We're going to sue the living hell out of them. Wait till after our guest leaves us. We found incredible information on them. It is so shocking. It's going to just blow you away. Guess what they're into? I don't think you'll be surprised, but it's so bad. You're not going to. I mean, it is the sickest stuff you've ever seen. Out and out Satanism, torturing, murdering children. They love it. They're promoting it. Wait till you see this with Will Ferrell, everything. It's all coming up. But I will continue to fight these people 110%. I love it. I'm built to do it. But I cannot do it without your backing and support. So make the decision now, especially the 99% of you, have millions of viewers a day, that never go to theoliveshowstore.com to get these incredible items, incredible knives, silver coins, collectibles. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And it's a free app. TheAlexJonesApp.com. Android, on Apple. It's all there. It's free. Get it. The show's right there in the center of it. You get big discounts everything in the shopping cart when you do it through the app. AlexJonesApp.com. And soon we'll announce the new news site that's even better than InfoWars. It's all coming up. But I can't do it without you. You get all the credit. I need your support now. Firing the bat signal. I want to thank you all for your past support. But those that haven't supported, what are you doing? TheAlexJonesStore.com. Stay with us. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up
about it.
Get yours now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
So, during the break, I went and got myself a glass of iced tea in the break room, and we got Fox News on, we got a bunch of other satellite feeds on, the hallways, monitoring, and they're like, outrageous! Large numbers of Americans think the ballroom thing was staged, and now even Jasmine Crockett is saying it's staged. This is outrageous. I don't like Jasmine Crockett, but no, we've been lied to so much. I think it's okay if you want to believe the world's flat and everything's staged. What I'm saying is we don't just question everything. We try to get to the answers, and that's what we're talking about here. And, you know, so much of what we're told or so much of what we see turns out to not be true. I don't want to spend all day on this, but I'm noticing it too. It's getting more and more acute, not just on X, but everywhere else. But Fox News, again, is now the tail on the dog, whereas they can ignore that the internet doesn't buy anything, which overall I think is healthy. Now they don't ignore it, and now every day I see Fox a day or two after we cover something, you or I, that they're mimicking exactly what we're saying and having to cover what we do. That just shows how completely dinosaur they are. But Trump still thinks that whatever's on Fox News is the most important thing in the universe.
We're living in a world now where Nick Shirley, a YouTuber, is the most important investigative reporter who now has really led to indictments now of the Leering Center. I think that's the same one that has been indicted, right? And after he investigated welfare fraud or hospice fraud in California, then all of a sudden, I think it was like CBS News went over and did an investigation. They claimed that they were the one who were breaking the news story. So we live in a world where those who have the credibility and the means to go and investigate and break stories are leading, and really have for like the last 10 years, the mainstream media. The same Fox News, by the way, that celebrated Pride Month along with MSNBC and every other corporate media outlet in America back in like 2021, 2022, as they kept getting progressively more liberal. Literally, you had Ainsley Earhart, the Fox and Friends Christian morning host, doing daily segments for like at least a week until they finally caught wind of the backlash. Celebrating Pride Month and the contributions of the LGBTQ people and Dana Perino, who's, you know, chummy with Hillary Clinton. She pretends to be, you know, a conservative when she's on the five, but she was one of George Bush's, you know, leading liars about the WMD hoax back during the Bush administration. She's out there on Fox News, literally celebrating transgender children. That's who Fox News is. Okay.
Well, you know, a lot of people at Fox, and so do I, but they told me even recently, it's still the same. They're almost all leftists that hate America, except a few of the hosts. Even the hosts are just cynical and just go with whatever they think they're allowed to do. And that's why Tucker was so glad to be fired. So it was the best thing ever happened to him. And they wouldn't even tell him why, but he knew it was big pharma, the war, you know, all of it, and the fact that. But the last thing was having dinner at Rupert Murdoch's house, and Rupert Murdoch goes, "Surely you're not really a Christian. Surely you don't believe in God now." And he said, "I was brought up Episcopalian, wasn't sure God was real, but," he said, "I've had spiritual experiences." And Murdoch stopped talking for the rest of the dinner for like an hour to him, and he was fired 2 days later. So he thinks at the end of the day,
it's hilarious.
Well, he
how...
shared. He, I don't think he's told the story yet. He shared the gospel with Rupert Murdoch and said, "You should accept Jesus." And Murdoch, for the last hour, did not talk. Oh, and his new fiance or the new wife, whatever the she said, "I agree, I found Jesus," and then he divorced her. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, yeah, a lot of these people, I mean, they become so megalomaniacal. There's just very little that they would have in common with Jesus. It's like a vampire and garlic. They are repelled by it. And now it's hilarious how the terrestrial radio host, the Fox News host, Mark Levin, is just a weekend host, really, is saying, "Well, those little podcasters, Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, you, they don't matter at all, even though you all are getting more views than any major Fox News show in
prime
time."
Well, so are you. But you're getting more than all the CNN. But that's the thing is, I see the clips not even looking because they push him. They'll have low view numbers, but they're pushing him. He's like, "You little bitty nothings, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, you're really nothing. And what is it, a podcast? I don't even know what that is. I'm on talk radio, baby." Well, so are we. But he doesn't even know we can go look at his numbers. And Tucker Carlson's like 50 times bigger. The delusion. It's like a peewee football or baseball team thinking they're in the major. Levin's, you got to find with a magnifying glass. If you use that analogy, I'm sorry, it's a gross analogy, but it works. I mean, this is like a guy with a micro penis, you know.
Well, just a month ago, CNN tried an experiment only for a few days, and then it backfired because of the widespread mockery. You probably saw this, where they pretended to be podcasters. They switched up their studios and their primetime shows. Jake Tapper, Jake Tapeworm, Anderson Cooper, they put microphones on their desks, and they went to a different desk. And Jake Tapper had his show from his, you know, his office with his little bobbleheads, like an ordinary YouTuber with their home office. Remember that? And they literally tried to pose as podcasters because so many people are looking at podcasters as being more trustworthy.
And it totally failed.
More relatable.
Yeah, I remember CNN even launched a whole new division of that.
And nobody would pay. I mean, let's not forget that CNN Plus failed after.
Hold on. Did they invest $500 million, was it?
It was a lot of money, and it failed, I think, after less than 2 weeks. It was maybe, you know, 13 days or something like that. I should have said some more clips from the greatest hits of Alex Jones, because, you know, sometimes we forget how much you've been correct about things, or we're dealing with so many different topics today. I like to kind of look back and give a big historical contextual view.
Well,
of things,
look out. I'll hand the baton to you in the fourth hour, and you can send it to him if you want to do that. I'll get off and let
one
you
One of
host.
The clips... One of the clips I was going to send is such a low resolution clip because back in the day when it was uploaded to YouTube and whoever downloaded it was, you know, probably 120p, was Alex Jones ranting about the BPA and the juice boxes as an endocrine disruptor. And that was well over 10 years ago. That was probably 15 years ago. And now transgenderism is one of the top political stories in the country. And it's still so politically incorrect to admit that there's likely a chemical component to this. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was talking about this when he was running for president in 2024, but it still just kept going over people's heads. Even Jordan Peterson on his podcast, RFK Jr. mentioned, well, you know, these endocrine disruptors, atrazine and the bisphenol A, you know, it's affecting these children's hormones and it's rewiring their brains in the womb. And that's what's causing, he believes, and many researchers believe, at least a large contributor to the transgenderism epidemic. But you can't talk about that because then you go down that road and they'll accuse you of being a Nazi eugenicist. And if you say that it's a birth defect, then you're saying that there's something, quote, wrong with them. And then if you're trying to, quote, cure it, you're not allowed to do that. And remember, Amazon banned books. Surprisingly, they did retreat on some of their bans. They banned When Harry Became Sally about 4 years ago, which is a book about transgenderism, saying that, well, because it equates transgenderism and, you know, gender identity with a mental illness, that's hateful, so they can't allow that book to be sold. And then they finally did restore that book after 4 years. And then we saw what happened with the recent book that they did just restore about the mass immigration, the novel from 1973, Camp of the Saints. And then the outrage caused them to put that back. But there's still a bunch of other books. I've covered them for years. The mainstream conservative pundits won't talk about them, that have been banned in the big book purge of 2019, 2020. Where they're still a little too controversial for the mainstream pundits to talk about. So they'll jump on Camp of the Saints because it's an immigration issue. They'll jump on When Harry Became Sally. But they won't talk about books like Jared Taylor's White Identity or Professor Kevin MacDonald's book, Culture of Critique. It's a former, he's a retired professor of California State University, Long Beach, a sociologist, talking about Jewish groups and some of their influence and the activities that they've been involved in regarding political and social movements. But not supposed to talk about those kinds of things because then people start asking too many questions.
But it's not working. I notice Greenblatt says, I've got all these PhD psychological warfare experts trying to figure out how we cure people of anti-Semitism. And I'm like, how about the Israel lobby not run around and drag us into wars and try to censor us and play the part of classical villains? How about you look in the mirror with your behavior?
Yeah, and how about not calling people an anti-Semite if they're just simply not interested in a foreign intervention, in a foreign problem? If they're starting to ask questions, reasonable questions, about a foreign influence operation in the United States. It was hilarious how most Republicans were against funding the Ukraine war. We don't want any funding in Ukraine. We forget about Pajama Boy. But then all of a sudden, once the Israel-Gaza war started, now there's always that exception. So that's why I don't
And now those of us that said the war would be a disaster, we're all Qatari agents with no evidence. But meanwhile, it turned out that almost all these influencers are on the official Israeli government payroll without even being registered, but it's left alone, and that Salem Radio is literally owned by the Israeli military. I mean, so they're pointing a finger at us. Literally, they say, oh, he's a Qatari agent. I've never been to Qatar, and I got one red cent from any Muslim group. I'm a freaking Islamophobe. and then they're saying, I'm on the payroll, these people. Meanwhile, they're on the payroll of Israel.
That's why people like Brandon Tatum, who rose the ranks as a black conservative, very popular YouTuber, now just seems to put Israel first because he is with Salem Radio. He is with that same group that's been funding, because it's admitted that the Israeli government has a contract with an agency that then has a contract with Salem to promote Israeli interests.
Yeah, so the guy that runs Salem is a direct agent getting massive millions from him,
That's why Brandon Tatum has basically abandoned the black community and black causes, and you would swear that he is Israeli, because that seems to be that all...
I've known him a long time. He's speaking talk shows. When you hear him now, he's reading a script.
Well, he says that Tucker is one of the most dangerous anti-Semites in the whole world, and you know, if Tucker didn't matter, then you wouldn't have people like Ted Cruz and Mark Levin attacking him literally almost every single day.
By the way, that's what they say. They say Tucker's the new Hitler at the ADL, then he says it... Literally, Tatum reads a ADL script. I mean, it's word for word the same thing.
Well, the same rhetoric that they were using against people like Charlie Kirk, calling Charlie Kirk's speech dangerous, which then cited a domestic, you know, stochastic terrorist to assassinate him. They're using the same speech against people like Tucker Carlson. And Tucker Carlson's dangerous now. He needs to be stopped, calling him the most dangerous man in America. Which is interesting, because if you go and look at Ben Shapiro's YouTube stats.
Yeah, let's talk about that. We have a collapse of Shapiro.
And the collapse of Jeremy Boring, the former CEO and self-proclaimed godhead of the Daily Wire, who is not there anymore. He was fired probably for wasting the company's monies on his pet projects, the wanting to be a Hollywood producer. But Ben Shapiro's views are nothing. Ben Shapiro has like 5 or 6 million subscribers on YouTube. Most of his videos can barely get 30 or 50,000 views. And you have Jeremy Boring, who quietly was fired from the Daily Wire. He was working on a pet project, a documentary or a series about some dragons and mystical lands. And then they said he was just transitioning positions. He's changing to a creative director. Well, as a consultant until he finished producing that film, and now he's gone. He has a podcast all by himself, and on YouTube he has 25,000 subscribers. So the head of what was, and still may very well be, the most powerful, wealthy, Daily Wire is actually a $1 billion company.
They were funded by a Christian Zionist out of Frisco, Texas.
Well, Ben Shapiro is making $20 or $30 million a year just himself. But just to show the inauthenticness of some of those people, the godhead, the leader of the co-founder was forced out and has his now independent podcast, and he literally has 25,000 views. Oh, and by the way, Jeremy Boring was the director of what's called the Friends of Abe, which is, you could call it a secret society of conservatives in Hollywood. It's been around. Gary Sinise founded it, by the way. And when you talk about a secret society, often has sinister connotations. But this is basically just kind of like a private club of conservatives in Hollywood. And when Gary Sinise stepped down as the director to go and do other things, Jeremy Boring became the director of the organization. And then what did he do? This is right around 2016. He shut it down. So as soon as Jeremy Boring became the head of Hollywood.
Well, his name says it all. It's Boring. Their job is to control and then shut down nationalist movements. Looking at other issues, the backlash, people logging off and going back to real life. Yeah, we do some AI. It's fun. But at a certain point, AI makes me just subconsciously feel sick.
It has gotten quite entertaining, but at the same time, when you're having these funny pet accounts posting AI slop instead of actual videos of actual animals doing funny things, it kind of takes the fun out of it. And, you know, for a while, you could kind of tell if they were fake, or some people could tell if they were fake, but now it's got so sophisticated, you can't tell. So there is a big backlash amongst Gen Z, even millennials, who are joining running clubs, joining pickleball clubs, getting away from social media. And we really should. We should start shunning people who live their lives on social media, not as a profession, not to gather their news, but this epidemic of people, mostly women, talking into their phones in their cars, having conversations with their phone and then posting it online about things that they really should be talking about on the phone or in person with their girlfriends, with their friends, oftentimes just complaining about relationships, having delusional and completely outrageous expectations, but also just dumping their bad date scenarios, just ranting and raving about what just happened with their Hinge date. Always in their car, because they often have roommates. It's the one place that they can be alone, so they just feel they can peacefully dump their data. It's strange. We should start shunning this kind of behavior if it's not contributing to a larger conversation.
No, I agree. There's mindless. So let me ask you this. You got the boomers, and a lot of them are great. I'm not putting boomers down. My parents are boomers. They're dialed in, know what's going on. But we know the numbers. We see it. They still believe Fox News and love war on average, and they're in their own world. And I don't think they realize that the vast majority of the public doesn't believe anything they're told, anything that's said. I'll play a Fox News clip in a moment that I mentioned earlier, like just 30 minutes ago, where they're like, gosh, people don't believe this, and now members of Congress don't. Overall, that's healthy that it's baked in, that people don't buy anymore. And not only are people had Hollywood fatigue 20 years ago, now Hollywood's uncool. Well, so are galas And I saw Robert Reich and a bunch of the Democrats saying, we used to be stars. We were celebrities. He wrote an article for CNN. This was glamorous where we would be famous and everyone loved us and the media and both parties. And now Trump has ruined it. No, you guys are hated for a long time. And so maybe you're 80 years old and you still think red carpets and tuxedos are cool. The average person is just bored with it. It doesn't impress us. You know, original Hollywood would set up the paparazzi and the cameras to make it look like it was this big hysteria, but it wasn't. So now that people are not enamored with celebrity anymore and they can't tie it into government and causes, I think that's the real loss of power in the power structure. A, do you agree with that? B, what comes out of that now?
Yeah, well, it's the fractured media ecosystem we have now, which is why the Oscars and the Grammys are always historical lows. They're no longer a cultural event. I mean, when I was a kid back in the 90s, it was probably one out of four people were watching the Oscars. You would come to school the next day. People would come to work the next day. Almost everybody knew. Most people had seen several of the films that had been up for nominations. But if you tune in now, most Americans have never even seen most of the movies that are even being nominated, which is why now we're seeing the influencer infiltration. So they can no longer just have a handful of A-list Hollywood celebrities. So now they're going for the influencers through their management agencies, through their talent agencies. But back to what you said about how nobody believes what's going on in the media. When we saw that poll, about 90% of MAGA support this war, I just instinctively knew that that was not true. I could tell from my own audience.
CNN had one that said 100%.
I could tell from my own audience, from the comments, every time I was critical of it, everybody or most people agreed. So I posted a poll on YouTube, which is very different than posting a poll on Twitter, because you can easily get a poll on Twitter, X, in front of a totally different audience to skew the poll. But on YouTube, it's your own audience, your own subscribers. And I was just curious. So I posted a poll. I said, do you support the war in Iran? Over 2/3 were opposed to it. So it's not even close. It's not even 90%, not even half of MAGA. And you can't
listen,
really get
all my friends and family and neighbors have all been Trump. Some weren't at first, but they've been. I'd say out of all these veterans I'm friends with that are conservatives, they're all pissed off and don't like Democrats, but are freaked out about Trump. I'd say 90% of the people I know are pissed at Trump.
Absolutely. And it would be one thing if this was just another one and done. You know, when he went and bombed them last summer, it was very, you know, a lot of people were rightfully to be skeptical and concerned that it's going to spark a bigger regional conflict. But it's just one and done. Okay, that's it. We're good. And this has happened several other times, even as soon as he was sworn in office in 2017. He struck a military base over in Syria. Everybody started getting understandingly upset and thinking, wait a minute, this isn't what we voted for. Why are we now getting involved? Okay, it's a one and done. We killed that Iranian general. One and done, went and, you know, took Maduro down. And, you know, just a couple hour operation. So when this happened, it's kind of, I was a little cautious. Like, okay, is this just like a follow up just to make sure that we're going to, you know, neutralize all their military operations, all their nuclear programs? But here we are now, you know, a month and a half. They're saying it's going to be several more
60
months
days.
Before they run out of oil, and then they start to feel the pain. And like I said, Jesse Waters was leading the entire show on Friday, was how amazing the war in Iran is going and how devastated they are. We don't care. Your average American couldn't care less.
Well, and I would say to Trump, if you want to sell a war, just say, I think it's the right thing, and we're going to see what happens. Don't lie to us constantly.
Or tell us that we're doing it to choke off the oil from China. Give a presentation about it, especially with it ongoing. But, you know, sometimes I think we give him too much credit thinking that he is omniscient. Because we know certain areas more than he does about things. He has his advisors.
Oh, he admits he doesn't understand the military. He admits it. Hey, let's do this. Do 5 more minutes. I know you got to go a little bit more in the next hour. But let's plug you. You got great T-shirts, great books. You're a one-man wrecking crew reaching millions a week. Most everybody knows who you are, but how do people find Mark Dice? Because you're suppressed like I am everywhere. People have to go hand find where you're at.
Primary on YouTube, you have to find me because I'm not populating in the For You feed. Even if you're subscribed, you still may not even see. You can get my books on Amazon. Several of them have been best-selling books. Just with the power of the internet, the power of YouTube, the war on conservatives, Hollywood propaganda, how TV, movies, and music shape our culture. But find me on YouTube where I do reports. I try to do reports three days a week at least, and try to make them a little entertaining, try to provide some levity to the situation because it's so stressful, so chaotic. And by the way, I'm really glad. It's amazing to see the transformation of you losing weight, getting in shape. getting the drinking under control. And I was getting worried there for a while. I thought we might see Alex have a heart attack.
I didn't have one drink for 6 months, and then I had one drink a month, and I had 5 drinks a month, and I had 20, and I've now stopped it again. Yeah, it's not good.
But, you know, in the amount of stress that you've had, it's absolutely amazing that you haven't had a heart attack. But the fact that
the only time I can check out is I got to exercise really hard and I can check out mentally. But then I can't get out of bed. But I can work out like a son of a bitch for 52. I'm working out like 20-year-olds. They can't keep up, but I'm going at it. I can either work out to, like, get my brain on things, or I can sit back and drink a half bottle of vodka. So I'm doing the working out instead of the drinking the vodka.
Very proud of you, man. And it's going to be great to see these clowns celebrating what they think is the supposed death of InfoWars when the Alex Jones show is going to continue, just like it did. I'm losing track of time. Well, was it sometime last year when InfoWars went off the air?
Oh, they grabbed it all illegally. Stay there. Do a little bit more time with us. Mark Dice, stay right there. I need to plug because I didn't plug last hour. Speaking of that, he's funded by you, the viewers. People know who funds me, not Qatar, not the Israelis, not the Republicans. I'm funded by you, and that means I bring you products that really work. And I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly does. They own the new network, the little studio. We're building a bigger one with another sponsor they're working with. So a lot of big stuff's going on, but I need the funds. Plus, these products are insane. So all the old InfoWars gear, the Faraday bag, limited edition, the last InfoWars silver coin, it's all going to sell out in the next few days because they didn't get that many of them. That supports the broadcast. Take advantage of that. There's also a bunch of other big deals. This is the biggest sale they've ever done. So it's a blowout sale. Silver round and Faraday bag, that is a huge value, selling out. InfoWars product fundraiser, all the original shirts and updated limited editions. This is your last chance to get those. There are so many great sales at thealexjonesstore.com. But if you really want to experience something amazing, get our ultramethylene blue, get our Irish sea moss, get our Shilajit. These things, bovine colostrum, they really work. We have the best, cleanest iodine. You like Lactex 2, it's the same thing with stronger T3. These are game-changing products, and it's not a bestseller because people don't listen to me, but Ultimate Life Force is a spike protein detox. It's the two top brands that scientists recommend basically combined. It's a horse pill. Everybody should be taking this for the spike protein and the garbage. Even if you didn't take the shot, this stuff is shedding. It's going all over the place. This is such an important detox. It's so good for your cardiovascular system. And our zeolite also is a chelator and pulls out the spike protein. Everybody should be taking Ultimate Life Force and the zeolite from thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can find the video and audio feeds of the new show that launches Friday at 11 a.m. Same broadcast, same person, same everything, just different name, The Alex Jones Show. So they think getting InfoWars is going to do something. Nobody even knew that term, InfoWars, when I started it. It was, you know, intelligence agencies doing it. That's what they call it. But we're the people using the truth to counter lies. So the InfoWars, you, they can't take it away. They think getting a URL. Plus, by the way, we'll probably be back in here. My lawyers are like, they're screwed. We already filed stuff last night, today, and tomorrow. I mean, just like the last two times they seized the company, they got kicked out. But at a certain point, it's like, I'm not crying wolf. This has been a real fight, but holy hell. Looks like we might beat them again, so say a prayer. So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now, new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up, go to the UN's own website, they admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where they put in the salt, IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue. And I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.